Us humans have always gathered in networks or groups of people. We have tribe, the very classical one, that was crucial for our survival in many aspects. We have the Freemasons, that's a more professional network, but also a group of people very, very similar to the tribe. We have the churches and the religions that have gathered in different kinds of networks. We have the modern version of a network group, a professional network group, either for selling or for building competence. And I think the access to the right networks and the networks you want to be part of is going to become increasingly harder and more expensive over the coming time. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to hopefully inspire you to start looking for your networks today. This is Caspian with a Riff on networks. There are a bunch of different kinds of networks that we could speak about. I'm going to speak mostly about personal development and professional networks in this episode because I think that's what lies closest to me, and I think that's what most of us relate a network to today. But I also think that most of this is applicable for friend groups, for, again, your religions, your tribe, whatever you want to call it. I think network, having access to or being a part of a vast variety of networks and or the right networks, meaning hard to access or filled with people that are otherwise hard to access, I think that's power today. As I spoke about in the last episode, information is free, knowledge is free, or close to free, at least. It's more accessible than ever before. Networks aren't, people aren't. And getting access to the right person is becoming increasingly harder. And by the right person, I mean someone who you look up to, who holds some kind of power, be that they being a CEO or a celebrity or just a very busy person. Getting access to their time is becoming harder because time is seen as a resource today in a way that I don't think it has been before. As well as we actually have a theoretical access to them through the internet. I could tweet at Bill Gates and say, hey, I have this question about X, Y, Z. I could tweet at Elon and say, hey, I have a question. I could tweet at Beyonce and say, hey, I have a question. So I have theoretical access, but they can only respond to so many, many questions and inputs. The same goes for networks. If Elon, for example, is part of a mastermind, it's going to be very hard to get access to that mastermind unless he decides to put that up on the internet. Meaning, you're not going to get an invitation to his private mastermind group. Same probably goes for a local CEO who's CEO of a company that has a turnover of, say, $10 million. In a small city in the middle of nowhere, because they're quite busy. They value their time. And of course, it might be private. It might be their tribe that they're trying to protect or that they feel safe with. You're not going to take a chance on some random Swede who says, hey, I want to be a part. There are a couple of solutions to this. First off, today you can actually buy access to networks that are similar to the ones that you want to be a part of, or that are adjacent even, or possibly even overlapping. For example, you can buy a Patreon membership to someone you look up to and be part of their monthly Zoom meetings and actually get to speak to them. Or you can be a part of their Twitter subscribers and be a part of their circles that they're hosting. Or you can find a close-knit group that hosts a salon on Interintellect, things like that. You can get access to networks that are what you want them to be, or that contain people that you want to get to know or be friends with, or that you're inspired by, or that you want to learn from. It's either going to cost you money, that's one solution, or you're going to have to gamble on trusts. Meaning, you're gonna have to actually get access to that person saying, hey, I got your phone number from X or from here. And you have to build a relationship, build their trust, and then ask or get invited. That's another solution. Third solution to being part of a network that you really want to be part of is by creating it. And I've tried this a bunch of times. I've tried to create networks, hubs, masterminds. Some work, some are still ongoing. I have two of my closest friends that I regard as my mastermind group. And so we've created that network for the three of us. And we could invite other people if we wanted to. In other constellations, we've been 10, 20, even more people. My ambition has been to create a network that I want to be a part of, that shares my values, that shares my interests at times, that want to grow or build with me. Those are the things I'm looking for, or have been looking for. Problem for me is finding the right people for those networks. That's not easy. That takes time and effort. So all these three solutions have their downsides, but they're all possible today. Because, again, I have access to people from all over the world, which makes, if I'm going to create a network, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier. Because now I have, 8, 9, 10 billion people to choose from, possibly, potentially. I can also find networks that others have created much more easily if I know where to look and if I put the time in to look. And of course, there's the money solution where I can pay $5 a month to be a part of, I don't know, Wait But Wise Patreon group and get access to Tim Urban and people who are inspired by Tim Urban, who loves Tim Urban and the work that he and his team does. Again, it's going to take time to build your network, and it's going to be hard and frustrating at times. And if you really want to get access to a high value network that a lot of people want to be a part of, and that's kind of exclusive, you're going to have to pay up. I know of people who've paid $250,000 to be a part of a mastermind group. And that's the exclusivity of a network is going to become even more rigid, and that's going to be even more sought after. Regardless of if it's a business network where you know that you can make that money back by being friends with these people, or if it's a high-level Dungeons & Dragons game, what I want to encourage you to do and encourage you to think about is what networks are you part of? Where are you participating? Where are you putting in your time, your effort, your energy, maybe money? And what would you like to have in terms of physical networks and in terms of virtual networks? Because both of those are extremely important to us as human beings. And I know that I've elevated my life a lot by being a part of all kinds of different networks, even the ones that I'm not part of anymore, that turned out to be wrong for me, have given me a lot. Those are the things I think we need to think about more and more as we go forward. Especially if you want power, if you want personal development, you gotta find your people. And you gotta put in the time and the effort to do so. That is it for me this time. Do check out the show notes and subscribe to this vlog podcast wherever you want to. And share with a friend if you feel like this is something you think they would enjoy listening to. Until next time, take care.